From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia deploys missile batteries to Syria. Moscow has sent a missile defense system to Latakia, Syria, in a bid to protect its warplanes operating in airspace over the country. The deployment followed Tuesday's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish warplanes, an incident Ankara insists occurred in Turkish airspace. One Russian crewman was killed. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday Turkey's action looks like a pre-planned provocation, but said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Pope Francis Thursday said dialogue between religions is essential to teach the young violence and hate in God's name is unjustified. He spoke at an interfaith meeting to be followed by a mass in Nairobi a day after arriving in the Kenyan capital on his first visit to the continent. He was welcomed at President Uhuru Kenyatta's official residence, State House, Wednesday.
We take this opportunity to welcome you to Kenya, as we also welcome you to Africa.
The Pope spoke out against poverty, official corruption, and appealed for reconciliation among the continent's ethnic and religious groups.
All men and women of goodwill are called to work for reconciliation and peace, forgiveness and healing. In the work of building a sound democratic order, threatening cohesion and integration, tolerance and respect for others, the pursuit of the common good must be a primary goal.
Friday, the Pope ends his Kenya visit with a stop in a slum, then visits a shrine to Christian martyrs in Uganda and a mosque and refugee camp in the Central African Republic. This is VOA News. In remarks Wednesday ahead of Thursday's National Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe. First, we're going after ISIL wherever it hides. Second, we continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
Mr. Obama said as of now, he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. Meanwhile, France, on alert after the November 13th Paris attacks, announced Wednesday it'll deploy even more security forces for the upcoming global climate conference. Belgium's capital, Brussels, remains on a high state of alert through at least Monday as authorities there continue looking for suspects connected to the Paris attacks. The U.S. military Wednesday acknowledged its forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month, resulting in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 30, mostly doctors and patients. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. and international forces there, said Afghan forces asked for U.S. air support against a building occupied by the Taliban during their assault on the city. He called the attack a tragic mistake. Jason Cohn is executive director of Doctors Without Borders, which operated the hospital.
It's pretty shocking for us that they would still fire on a target, not knowing essentially what they were firing at. And that really amounts to essentially gross negligence in terms of being able to not distinguish between the civilian and military target. And we think that that needs and requires further independent investigation, not by someone who is involved in the conflict, as the U.S. government is.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he hopes the investigation will hold people accountable and enable military authorities to learn from their mistakes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. He made the statement Wednesday after a diplomatic trip to the region where he met with leaders from both sides. Since September, a wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings have killed more than 100 Israelis and Palestinians. Germany has pledged to stand by France in its fight against Islamic State militants in the wake of the November Paris attacks that killed 130 and wounded hundreds, an attack claimed by the IS group. French President François Hollande met German Chancellor Angela Merkel as part of his diplomatic offensive against the IS group. He met with President Obama at the White House Tuesday. Germany said it'll send 650 soldiers to Mali to bolster French forces. Less than a third of voters cast ballots in the second phase of Egypt's parliamentary elections held across the country's half the country's provinces Sunday and Monday, only marginally better than those who bothered to cast ballots in the first round. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.